And welcome to A Pinch of Magic with me, Rebecca Anuin. So we are starting our month of magic, 4 weeks of really getting you connected to your power, to your magic, and making magic your own, to find your own essence. And we start this first week with foundational practices. And today we're going to start with grounding and centering. And I know it's one of those things that doesn't sound overly exciting, but it is absolutely fundamental to your overall well-being, to, sounds a little bit dramatic, but to your safety as you move through the world. And when I say safety, what I mean is that you are clear on who you are, what impact you're having on the world around you, that you are directing your energy in a way that you want it to do, in a way that is healthy and nourishing and gets you the results that you want. So when we're looking at grounding and centering, it not only establishes your connection to yourself and the work, the natural world around you, but it also prepares and stabilizes your energy for the magical world, your magical work ahead. So we often talk about grounding and centering, but let's just take a few moments to explore what that really is. And I often think of it as we spend a lot of time, air quotes, out of our body because of traumas, injuries, comparison, whatever it is. We spend a lot of time being disconnected to ourselves because we see the body as an uncomfortable place to be. Maybe we hold shame or guilt or blame around certain things. You know, our body is where we feel things, and a lot of feelings that we've experienced in our life are uncomfortable. So we kind of like separate away from our body. And I always describe it as being a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, which may sound quite bizarre. Because you're like, Rebecca, I'm in my body, of course, but we can just step out of it a little bit. And when we do that, I see it as we create a space in our body. And that space gets filled up often by other people's judgments, their expectations. So you know if this is an issue, because you'll start with an idea. You'll be like, yes, I'm going to do this thing. Perfect. And then maybe a couple of hours, couple of days, couple of weeks later, you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Because someone said to you, what do you want to do that for? Or you've thought to yourself, who am I to do that? But when we are fully present, when we are in our own bodies, we know that the decisions we make are right for us. It's not because of other people's judgments or criticisms. It doesn't mean we can't listen to other people's experiences, but we become discerning to those people that we actually listen to. So think about it as like coming back to your senses. You know, we have that phrase like, oh, you know, they come back to their senses. And it usually means that we've like come back to our senses and made a correct decision. But we've come, when we think about when you come back to your senses, where are you? You're in your body, which means we've got rid of all of the other noise, all the other nonsense around us. And I often joke, like, the quickest way to do this is to bite on a piece of lemon, obviously, as long as you're not allergic to it, because suddenly it makes you go, oh, or when people do a cold plunge or jump into the sea for the first time, it takes your breath away and it instantly puts you back in your body. And it's like, oh, you feel alive, just the same way like pleasure can. It puts us back in our body. And from that place, we are, air quotes, safe, because we are less influenced by the collective expectations of friends, family, cultures, religions, environments. Okay, so this is why it's so important. So when we think about grounding, people often think about walking barefoot in the grass, which absolutely is one way to ground. Because what we want to do is think about our body is constantly collecting information. We're consuming things all the time, ideas, thoughts, you know, social media, newspapers, movies, music, all of the time. We are collecting all of this information. And we have to sorry, I can't think of another word for this, so sorry if people don't like this word, but we have to be able to discharge that energy. And just like a house would have a lightning, like earthing cable on the house, so if it got struck by lightning, it goes like outside of the house into the ground. We need to do that for ourselves too, because if the house didn't have that, the house would like frazzle. And when we feel frazzled, it's because we've got sensory overload, we've got too much information, and we haven't been able to discharge it anywhere else. We haven't been able to get rid of it and clear it. So when we are grounding, we are clearing the excess charge of energy that you've accumulated through just being human, but also through stress, but also through our magical workings. So we need to have a way to take that energy from our mind, from our energy system, and give it back to the earth. The earth can then do what it does best with it and change it for us. So, like I said, grounding could be walking barefoot on the grass or on the sand or somewhere in nature. You could sit down, lay down, or just put your hands on the grass, in the soil, something that connects you, hug a tree, something that allows nature to take away that excess energy. If you can't do that, you might want to visualize doing something similar. So you could visualize roots coming from the soles of your feet into the earth, holding you firmly in the earth. And, you know, this is good for your imagination. Imagination's really good when we get into that with our magic. But it just helps you feel more anchored. You know, this person wants this from you, this person wants this from you, and it feels like we're being pulled pillar to post. But when we allow ourselves just to imagine and visualize those roots sinking down to the earth, we take on the energy of like a mighty oak when we feel sure-footed, when we feel grounded, when we feel rooted. Okay, so that's some really good ways just to ground and release that energy that we don't need. Okay, otherwise we do end up feeling very, very fried. So once we've grounded our energy, we then want to center our energy. And centering is the process of aligning and calming your inner essence, your inner soul, your inner spirit, bringing your mental, physical, energetic, and spiritual aspects of yourself into a state of balance, so that when we feel centered, you have that feeling of inner resilience, of feeling solid, well resourced within you. It brings about a state of calmness that withstands that, you know, that energy of everyone wanting something from you, the external pressures and chaos. So ways that you can bring about centering ways to center ourselves are things like focusing on our breath, sitting quietly and bringing your awareness and your attention to your breath, inhaling deeply, feeling your body expand as you hold the air, exhaling slowly, noticing the rise and fall of your abdomen, of your chest, bringing yourself into the present moment and giving yourself that moment to feel centered. It brings you into your body. And then things like meditation, whether it's like silent meditation where you calm your mind, whether it's a walking meditation where you like tap into the energy of the rhythm. But again, it's just bringing your awareness inwards. It's stopping you being distracted by all of the noise, all of the phone notifications, all of the people's dreams and desires for you, and bringing you back into your own body, into your own awareness, so you can feel what you feel. Singing or chanting is a really good way to center your energy. Not only is it like tapping into that energy of like sounds and vibrations, but it aligns your energy system, bringing you your focus to being and feeling that resonance within you. So again, it's those things that bring you back into your own body. So when we practice these regularly, It helps us to have more emotional resilience. Regularly grounding and centering ourselves can significantly reduce things like stress and anxiety and just feeling like you're on an emotional roller coaster. By connecting with the earth, getting rid of that excess energy, by centering and stabilizing your inner energies, you cultivate a natural state of resilience against daily stresses. And when things do come your way, they don't knock you off center so much. It's like you come back so much quicker. And more importantly, you notice when you've been knocked off center, because quite often we don't. We're bobbing around all over the place, just trying to gasp for air. But you notice when these things impact us and we're like, oh, hang on a minute, something doesn't feel right. Let me look at this in more detail rather than just being like knocked around, so to speak. It also helps with our magic, with our perceptions, with our intuition. So when we're grounded, when we're centered, it allows us to tap into the world around us clearer. It gives us a deeper connection with our spiritual practices, with our magical practices, making rituals and workings far more potent because there's less static. We are clearer in what we want to do. We know what we want to do and why we're doing it. It is aligned for us. So we're taking all of that clear, focused energy and directing it clearly and with focus into the world, instead of feeling like, this is kind of okay. Oh my God, I've only got 2 minutes. And like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And putting that like chaotic, frenetic energy and then sending that into our magic. Which, you know, might work, but it also might get you chaotic, frenetic results as well. And of course, it helps us with it has like physical health benefits. There is much scientific research been done about grounding, actually. And I think there was a Tour de France cycling team that used grounding sheets to aid recovery so much quicker. It reduces inflammation, improves sleep, enhances blood flow, and it helped these cyclists to heal quicker. And people that have shown to spend some time camping and being connected to the earth, to being like closer to the earth, it brings their body back into its natural rhythms, I think within a few days, rather than us like being connected. Not that I advise camping for everyone, of course, but just being in nature is so beneficial for us. So it just like gives us more vitality. You know what it's like if you've ever been for a walk in nature or spent some time at the seaside, in a way that is like relaxing rather than trying to like manage all the people around you. But it can leave you feeling vitalized and refreshed. It also gives you a deepened sense of presence and awareness. It cultivates like that energy of mindfulness. It allows us to make clear choices. It allows us to respond to the world around us rather than being in a constant state of reacting, which is crucial, not just in our well-being, but also for our magical practices and, of course, everyday life. So perhaps you can start thinking about integrating one grounding practice and one centering practice each day. Whether you visualize roots while you're sat at your desk, whether you hum to yourself to bring your energy back to center. But just start thinking about how you can start adding these into your regular routine. Ideally daily, but even if you just start to do this once a week, maybe you go on a walk, maybe you walk your dog or you walk to work, or take a walk at lunchtime to go and get your lunch or something. It's like if you just bring a sense of awareness into your body and you take a moment to like not be checking emails or catching up on all of the things, but you just give yourself 30 seconds, a couple of minutes, the entire walk, just to notice how you feel on that walk, to feel your body. And again, maybe you feel like humming or singing as you do that, and you can do it all at once. But how could you start like integrating a grounding technique and a centering technique for, say, a week? I mean, for the whole 30 days would be amazing of this experience. Just to notice, to do your own investigation, How has the quality of your thoughts, the quality of your emotions, the quality of your decisions and choices, the quality of your magic, the quality of your connections with other people, has it been impacted when you start from a place of feeling grounded and centered? Maybe yes, maybe no, but it'd be a good experiment to try because you can do these things in minutes. So it allows you to just navigate through life with more ease and grace, rather than feeling like we're being buffeted around by the ebb and the flow and the turbulence of the world around us. So let me know which of these practices you're going to try. Let me know in the comments, and we'll be back tomorrow when we start looking at cleansing techniques. So we ground and center our energy, and then we start to notice which parts need cleansing. Okay, so thank you for joining me. I'll speak to you again very soon.